When we get
96.5 Wave FM's
Jade and Damien.
Now, my top tens have become famous now in the Illawarra, let's be honest.
We had one phone call. From somebody who said, oh, the sausage bomb was funny.
Yeah.
And now every day he's like, I'll do a top 10 today.
Going to
like,
his head.
Mate, we can't do a top 10 every day.
They're famous. I have a top 10 for you right now.
Yep.
Especially for you, Jade. It's called That Awkward Moment When.
All right. Story of my life.
Good music. I like it. All right. Number one, that awkward moment when you struggle to open the door at the gym. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, that is pretty awkward.
Yes.
All right.
Especially if you're one of those full muscle people.
Yeah.
All right. That awkward moment when you are at a grocery store and someone is standing in front of the item you need, so you pretend to look at something else until they move. We've all been in that position.
Yeah.
Jade, you can relate with this. I know you can.
You can totally feel them out of your peripheral vision just standing there waiting for you to get out of the way.
Yeah.
And I take forever. So I'm like, that's 20
cents. These cucumbers are good.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love a cucumber.
I love that cucumber.
That awkward moment when you call another girl's name in front of your girlfriend. That
or
is
wife.
Her wife. Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Oh, that's even more awkward.
All right. What about this one?
Depending on the setting, it can be more awkward.
You did this, okay, just the other day. That awkward moment when your chair makes a farting noise and no one believes it was the chair, so you try to do that sound again.
And you're walking back into the
look,
why was the chair?
Please, just listen.
And the chair doesn't do it again. So you're left with it. That awkward moment when you say goodbye to someone and then both of you just walk in the same direction.
Yes.
We've all been there. All right. Okay, so what about this one? That awkward moment when you're trapped in the corner of your shower because the cold water came out.
That's cold.
I can. That awkward moment when somebody is cross-eyed and you don't know which eye to look at.
Oh, no. That's true. And then you keep switching.
The greatest tip is look in the middle. Look in the middle. Just look in
look
the middle.
In the nose. That's actually a good tip.
All right, the final two here we go. The awkward moment when the guy who discovered milk had to explain to the village what he was doing to the cow. Rude, okay. And we've all been in this situation. Number one, that awkward moment when you're at a friend's house and their dog won't stop sniffing your crotch.
Latest in the Wave FM newsfeed is next. Jade and Damien, 96.5 Wave FM.
96.5 Wave FM's
Jade and Damien.
Damien and Jade's topic train is coming. Damien and Jade's topic train.
So if you're new to Wave FM, we asked Jade and Damien about a couple of big news items. Flip it and ask a question about said news items. Headline is overdue book returned 73 years late to Fife Library. Stately Timber by Rupert Hughes, an adventure story set in Boston, was actually returned from the date of 1948.
Woof. Wow.
The fees, $5,288. How about that?
I'd just keep the book.
Yeah, you
not
would,
pay
wouldn't
the
you?
Fee, just keep the book.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretend it never happened.
I mean, I've had books for a long time where I just haven't read. It would take me 73 years to read certain books.
Yeah.
Ulysses.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, 73 years easily before I'll actually read it.
Get
all.
Audible.
Jade, Damien, what have you returned and never borrowed? What have you borrowed and never returned?
I was going to say, that makes it tricky.
I know for me, I borrowed three mandolins. Mm. Mandolins. A guy lent them to me. He says, try them out, see whatever you like. You know, and they were all different styles and all the rest. And I never gave them back. And I sold them before I left Scone.
Terrible.
So when I was living up in Scone, I still had them, and I had had them for a couple of years, and I thought, well, you know, stuff this. He's never come back looking for them.
You're a thief.
And I don't need them anymore.
But they're still technically his. You can't just sell
them.
They're
not.
Did you ring him up and say, hey, do you want to come pick up your mandolins? I'm about to leave Scone.
No, I did not.
You just sold them.
Although, what did you make out of them?
Not a whole lot. I mean,
$100 each.
No, it was nearly $1,000.
What? You can't go and start. Yeah, that's selling somebody else's property. You can't do that.
They don't remember giving it to me.
What if he rang you up next week and went, "Hey, Damo, You know those mandolins? Yeah. Like, have you picked one yet? Can I have the rest back?
I just said, what would you do? What mandolins?
Yeah, exactly right. You're very good at that. Jade, what have you borrowed and never returned? Because you are an expert. Well, you've been banned from every library in the Illawarra.
Yeah, so books, definitely. That's my strong point. But I still, a girl I used to live with, Kat, when I lived in Darlinghurst, she had this beautiful top that I wore out once and I never gave it back. Still got the top. Beautiful top.
Still got the top.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go sell it on eBay. And she's back in England now, but if she ever asked for it, I'd still have it to give to her.
Nah, sell it.
See, that's
sell
what
it.
It's all about.
I'm surprised it's not on Marketplace. So Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, actually.
Everything else goes on there.
It's not worth a whole lot.
A woman has swallowed, check this out, a woman has swallowed Apple AirPods after mistaking it for a painkiller.
What?
Man, she is in an awful lot of pain if she's grabbing an AirPod and going, oh, yeah, I'm...
And if you get stuck sideways, you'd be in even more pain.
It's an AirPod. The 27-year-old went to swallow the pod that she thought was a painkilling tablet. But by the time she realised what she'd done, it was too late. Of course, she took to TikTok instantly because she thought it was an ibuprofen tablet.
When was the last time she had a Nurofen? Because they're not the size of suppositories, the last time I remember.
Yes.
I wonder if that'll get caught on the way out. Because you know, like the funny
shape. Yeah, you just don't want to stick it back in your ear again. Oh, wow. Yeah, Damien Lee,
if you crank up the bass, will it help it get through quicker?
What have you accidentally swallowed?
Oh, well, there's nothing like that for me. I've gone jogging a lot of times and bugs have just gone straight into the mouth. You know,
Nice.
I'm heavy breathing as a...
I remember...
it's the worst feeling when it just goes... And it's still buzzing around in your throat.
You can feel its little feet... playing with your tonsils on the way down. I remember once when my brothers were younger and we used to think we were magicians and we wanted to do magic tricks. And my younger brother got like a $2 coin and then was like, and he got it and then went and hit it in his mouth. And went, where's the coin that you can't
see? Did he get it back?
Did it come out the other end?
Did he get it back?
I don't know.
Three, four days later, he's like, Mom, found that $2. Here you go, Mama Jude.
You can hear the toilet all yours.
That was a long payoff between magic tricks, but we got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have
96.5 Wave FMs.
Jade and Damien.
Oh, my husband's just sent me a photo.
Of what?
It's a photo of inside our oven, and he's just like, damn it, and it's got... some stuffed mushrooms in there. Like, my husband does these beautiful stuffed mushrooms and he puts all veggies in them and jalapenos and bacon and whatever and then puts cheese.
So he's doing that for breakfast.
Wow, they're big mushrooms.
Yeah, they are big mushrooms. They're actually from dinner.
They're almost magical.
Friday night.
Dinner on Friday night?
Yes.
They're from Friday night.
They're from Friday night.
Still in the oven.
We thought we'd make extra so we could have them for lunch the next day and completely forgot about them until he just opened the oven then. They've been in there since Friday night. Do you think they'll still be okay to eat?
I don't think they'll be okay to eat.
They've been locked away. You'd be right. They've been locked away. Reheat them again. You'd be all good.
As well. I mean,
Mama Jude probably still go one of those.
Oh, of course you would, 100%. Cast iron gut, Mama Jude.
That's right, she does.
There's all sorts of stuff on them. You've got some meat and everything on there that's been sitting in your oven for 3 days.
Yeah, that's
bacon.
Okay.
But
that's
bacon, though, isn't bacon already like...
Yeah, bacon's cured.
You're cured, there you go, that's the word.
I think you're just trying to find excuses to still eat this thing.
I know,
you can't eat it.
Don't throw away food.
You've left it in the oven for 3 days.
It
looks awful. It's a shriveled up, horrible looking mushroom now.
Yeah, okay, on closer inspection, they're not looking good. But how's that? Hey, like, what nincompoops? We both forgot that we had food in the oven for, 3 days? It's coming to the third day.
You know, I want to find out, actually, right now. I want to find out, Illawarra, if you have left anything in the oven, give us a buzz and let us know. 42751-965. We're doing it now.
Everyone's done this.
Have you left anything in the oven, though, Damo?
I've left a chicken in the oven.
A chicken?
A full chicken?
Well, parts of the chicken, you know. So you make your dinner, and it's all great. You take out the chicken, get the bits that you all want for the family.
Yeah, sure.
You go, we'll shove that back in the oven, keep it warm. And then 4 days later, you go, there's a horrible smell coming from the oven. What is that horrible smell? And then no one wants to open the oven because you know there's something in there.
Yeah.
You know, something's died in that in that oven. No one wants to go near
there's
it.
There's Billy at the front of the oven going,
oh, we'll take that.
Busting
thank you very
to get
much.
In there.
That's gourmet.
Well, see, people do it. Illawarra, we've got to find out from you. Our phones have gone into meltdown, so it has happened across the Illawarra. Guys, Belinda has left something in the oven.
Well, I put on dinner on a Friday night and it was pizza and garlic bread.
Oh, yeah.
And about an hour and a half later, I thought, I've put something on for tea. What was it? Oh, my goodness, it's a pizza. So, got in there, and my daughter was four at the time, and I pulled it out, and it was black pizza, geez, and black garlic bread. No, and she's turned to her siblings and gone, oh, look, Mummy's cooked back black pizza again.
Again? Oh, no. Belinda.
Okay. Oh, let's dial Pinocchio's.
Yeah, that's right. And, guys, we've just got a call from Tracy and Dapto.
So I put in a couple of burger patties under the grill.
Oh, yeah.
And whilst I was cooking them, I got a phone call from my mum to quickly go over there and help her with something.
Oh.
So I got distracted and I've left these burger patties on. About an hour and a half later, I returned home and there was this beautiful burnt smell and I'm like, oh man, it's them burger patties I forgot about. So I go and inspect them and there was two very tasty little ash patties left for us to eat.
Nice. Yum. Lucky when you went home, you didn't get greeted by the fire brigade.
Oh, no. Hey. Thank goodness. God, an hour and a half in the oven. Jeez.
That's right. Really? Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Oof.
Oh, and well, it looks smell. Like we've all done it.
Yes.
Of course. I feel better happened. Now about the mushrooms.
Final call in Horsley. We've got Paul on the blower.
Left some shoes in my oven.
You what? You left shoes?
Left my shoes in the oven. Yeah, I got home from work one day and my shoes were wet and I didn't have a fire or anything to put them in front of to dry out. So I thought I'd just put them in the oven on low heat and dry them out a little bit and fell asleep on the lounge and woke up to this terrible smell and smoke all through my house and no more work boots. All melted to the bottom of my oven.
You put your shoes in the oven.
Because he's drying them out. I get the logic, Paul. I get the logic. You want to dry for the next day.
Shoes in the oven. I've never heard that before.
I tell you what, they went so well with the bolognese sauce that he'd done the night before too. It was, oh, so yummy. 96.5
Wave FM's Jade and Damien.
Last week, Damien had announced that he had shaved his chest hair. He had taken the plunge and shaved his chest hair. It was actually his sons that talked him into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd shaved it. And later that night when you were showing your wife your handiwork, she said, finally.
She said, gorgeous. You remind me of Fabio.
And she said, you took your time. Mm. 21 years you've been together. 21 years. And you didn't know that she preferred a man with a smooth chest.
I didn't know. I mean, you know.
But the problem was that he did shave his chest,
right.
Didn't he?
And look, Eileen was impressed, but Narelle from Coco Chaya called us on Friday and she was not.
Oh, shame. No, we need to get this professionally done, Damien. You need to wax. You can't shave.
Do I really need to wax?
Not good. And it'll be a lot smoother and your wife will like it a lot better.
I feel like I'm being tricked into doing something here wax.
Narelle's the professional.
You need to wax, Damien.
Jay, can I ask you, what is that smell that we have in the air this morning in the studio?
I feel like that's the smell of hot wax.
No, it's actually, it's a smell of fear for me.
So, Narelle from Coco Chai Day Spa in Kiama has driven all the way up from Kiama.
Sure have.
Because you know how important it is to wax your chest and not shave it.
Definitely.
Okay.
So, are you ready for this?
At least no, I'm not.
Well, in the words of the Masked Singer, take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
Well, before we go into this, have you ever waxed before, like in your life?
I have never waxed before. And what is it with this radio show? I've been here over a year and I've had to take off clothes four times.
Take it off.
Four times.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Narelle says she has seen you in your underwear. Now, you bought a disposable G-string. Does Damien need to put that on?
I do not need a disposable G-string.
Are you sure?
No, it is. It's not necessary. It's just a chest, isn't it?
Get your gear off. Get your gear off.
What's the time? Yeah, we only have time for your chest.
I want to hear a grown man scream.
All right.
I see that you did a couple of push-ups this morning.
I didn't do a couple of push-ups.
He didn't want a coffee.
I should have done it.
It makes it not hurt as much, okay?
Oh, so she's putting talcum powder on your chest right now, rubbing the talcum powder. Yeah. This is like
This is nice. I like this part.
This is lulling you into a false sense.
I love talcum powder.
Don't worry about Narelle. She's a professional. She'll do her job. Damien, just sit back, relax, and enjoy what is about to unfold.
Okay, so the
wall... it's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's got to get on there to stick to the hair so it can...
No, just put your arms down by your side. Here we go.
How did that feel?
felt
just
don't
the
hit
way
in the head.
Oh no. Oh well, it's nearly done.
Yeah, that's just one patch is nearly done. One patch is nearly done. Let's keep going, Damien Leith. Come on.
Okay,
come
on. Scale of 1 to 10, what's the pain like?
Look, it's not very nice, I can tell you that much. Why do people bother doing this?
Well, look, he's already gone red already. It's fantastic.
We can't stop there.
Oh, my goodness me.
Narelle's been holding off for this one moment here. He's had pretty much most of the chest done, but this is across the left nipple. And Damien is dreading this moment.
That's right. How's Damien been as a waxy?
Shocking client. Sorry. Damien, sorry.
All right. Just breathe, Narelle, okay? Just the last one. Here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah,
here
just breathe.
All right, Damien.
Get that bit of wax
no,
off.
You don't.
I'm down.
Got to get that last little bit, Damien. Just that last little bit. Yeah, just that. Yeah, beautiful. Keep going. Keep going. There's still a little bit.
I think we're doing it.
I can see a little bit of hair still there.